I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And here's the president exiting the plane now, going to come down those steps to this particular ceremony that we're going to see here. Jonathan, we had just had Janice explain to us tomorrow is really where we'll see a lot of that pomp and circumstance when he actually meets with Xi Jinping, when the two of them are together. But walk us through what we're going to see here in this moment and just how significant it is, the president stepping onto Chinese soil.
Yeah, I mean, as your colleague said, this is the first time we've had a U.S. president visiting China in nearly a decade, right? And President Trump was the last one to make this trip back in 2017. So this is fairly momentous, just the mere fact of the trip actually happening, right? And it is a shift in the overall tenor and vibe for the U.S.-China relationship, because after that trip in 2017, you, of course, had the trade war with Washington, between Washington and China. And then throughout the Biden administration, whenever there were encounters between the two presidents, it was always in third countries, right? I think there was a real hesitation on both sides to engage in this kind of reciprocal visit, especially since the relationship was in such a tense period, right? So again, I think this really shows a shift, and again, almost back to an earlier era.
That is a fairly unbiased report from CNNN. On President Trump arriving in Beijing for his meeting with Premier Xi. Now, of course, being radio, you could not see what was happening. But as he was coming down the steps of Air Force One, waiting to be greeted by the delegation, there were numerous women lining the red carpet on either side. On his left side, they were waving small Chinese flags. Chinese flags, Chinese communist flags. But on his right side, as he came down the red carpet, the same number of young women were waving small American flags. I like that. So now what will we accomplish? I will remind you right now, because you want to book this for Friday. Gordon G. Chang, expert on China, will be joining us. Because by then, these talks will have concluded. And we will see what we are getting out of it to the extent that the information is being shared. But again, CNN, I have to say, did a legitimate job. No spin. Just simply reporting the facts. I'll be damned. Now, I need to talk about something. Because I've always told you, there are no sacred cows on Larry Connors USA. None. Do you remember? And I'll remind you if you don't. I took Joe Biden to task because he dipped into our strategic emergency oil reserves right ahead midterm elections, trying to lower fuel prices. Do you remember that? Well, I do. And I need to balance that report with what's happening now with the Trump administration. Announcing a major release of 172 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to combat rising gasoline prices and supply disruptions caused by the war with Iran. This is part of a 400 million barrel considered release by the International Energy Agency, trying to stabilize global markets and lower energy costs over 120-day period. Now, here's the key. I chastised Biden for doing that just to buy votes, and that is exactly what was going on. But this move could also help swing votes for Trump, lowering the gas prices. And, of course, Missouri Senator Hawley introducing a legislative bill that would wipe out, at least put on a moratorium of 6 months maybe, the 18-cent federal tax on what you buy in gasoline. All of that could equate to better numbers for Trump and Republicans at the midterm. I do not deny that. But the situation is dramatically changed. We are in this issue with Iran and them trying to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed. Now, again, prior to this release, our strategic petroleum reserve had about 415 million barrels. So we're releasing 172 million barrels. We have replenished it back up to 415 after Joe Biden drew it way, way, way down. When Trump first came into office and before he left office the first time, we were at 200 million barrels. In the meantime, the Trump administration says it will replenish this by soliciting bids to replace nearly 200 million barrels. I'm not trying to make a difference to say Trump is right, Biden was wrong. I don't like dipping into our strategic reserves if it's simply to buy votes. And yes, this will have that effect, but this is a different time and a different situation. And again, do not take that as a waving of a white flag from me. I still stand firm. I don't want us going into those reserves unless it's truly an emergency. Truthfully, I don't think we need to at this point, that we should. But it's going to make Americans, a lot of them, happy, especially not only for their family, but if they have a small business that does rely a lot on fuel for its vehicles running around. And everything will trickle down. Trickle down economics, remember? If fuel costs are lower, other prices should begin to drop. I've got a piece here in front of me. I'm going to get into more in the second hour. And I told you yesterday how the inflation rate was higher, that we got a higher rate than we had for some time. And they were including the energy prices in that. That is a core value they often strip out of the energy numbers, I should say, out of inflation numbers, taking out core issues like fuel and food, so the inflation numbers always look better. This time they were included, but it might be still even worse. And this is according to Breitbart, a conservative publication. I don't hide stuff from you. If I don't get to it, it's because, one, I ran out of time, or two, I just overlooked it. Shame on me. Hey, glad to have you on board for hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And with Larry Connors, USA, I guarantee you, you are going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And then the next hour, there is a new video game pushing around into your kids titled A Night at Epstein's. Good grief, what are they trying to do this time to our children? That story coming up later. And you need to know about this because it is aimed at your children. Oh, and also the hantavirus scare. It's, according to the Democrats, oh my God, it's just as bad as COVID. It is nowhere near COVID. They do not understand the basis of hantavirus versus the COVID issue. But they're going to use it. We got to scare voters. And later in this hour, a friend of mine, Coast to Coast host George Norrie on 600-plus stations, always dealing with paranormal issues. I've asked George to join us to discuss the latest files released by the FBI dealing with UFOs and UAPs, whatever you want to call them. By the way, today I have a commentary running that, hey, if we're beginning to look for things like Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster, the Mothman, where the hell's Hunter Biden? That's in the commentary today. Did you miss it? Well, it airs three times a day, 7:30, around 12:10, and 3:30. You need to be listening. And the story behind the story today, the John Birch Society. What exactly is it? Why was it founded? Well, in fact, the founder, Robert Welch in 1967 speaking at UCLA when they actually allowed free speech on college campus, and you listen to him and you hear things that Trump might say and did and has, and maybe the beginning of the MAGA movement, 1967, the John Birch Society. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt says there are a lot of things we hope to see come out of this visit between President Trump and Premier Xi.
For me, decoupling. I think that we've had the indignity in this country, working class families of having their jobs shipped overseas, especially to China, which has undermined the working class in this country. But I trust President Trump. He's the most important president on this issue we've ever had in American history. He identified how China has been ripping us off. He didn't go by way of the party line, both Republicans and Democrats, to sort of cede to these ridiculous trade deals that existed. My hope is that he'll open up markets for agriculture. That would be a good thing. You look at what he did with stopping the precursors of fentanyl coming into this country through by way of Mexico. Fentanyl deaths are way down. When President Trump negotiates, he means what he says. Unlike other American presidents, quite frankly, they've been taken advantage by China. I think he understands exactly who they are. And I would say this, Brian, the 21st century is going to be determined by who wins this great competition, the United States of America or Communist China. Those are the stakes. So I think it's good that the president is going over there to have this sort of dialogue. But I think he understands acutely that American jobs have been shipped overseas for far too long. We need to bring that manufacturing home and rebuild our working class.
Amen, amen, amen. And of course, Iran is going to be on the table in the talks. That we know. And I want you to hear from a Democrat, not to be misconfused that it is, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who says that what Trump has been doing in dealing with Iran has made them stronger.
Iran is 2 to 3 times more powerful today than they were when this war started. Everyone now
really,
has
really
to come
think that?
To Tehran.
2 to 3 times.
Well, I mean, everyone has to come to Tehran today to beg for their ships to be let out of the Gulf. Not small nations, big nations, right? The Chinese, the Indians, the Qataris have to show up to Iran to plead their case as to why their ships should be let through. And that's probably going to be how things work for the foreseeable future. And so Iran was really a regional power. Why I say they are 2 or 3 times more powerful today is that by putting them in a position where they could close the strait, we have now made them a global power. Now every country has to come to Iran and cut a deal in order to let their ships go through. That's a kind of power that Iran didn't have or couldn't have imagined until we put them in this position.
Yeah, we put them in that position. They were always going to use it if they had it. And some of the neighbors of Iran are saying, you better not try to blackmail us or you'll pay a price. They're standing up. And our Joint Chiefs of Chair, Dan Kane, on Iran.
I'll take a moment here and talk about pressure is what the entirety of the interagency is working on. With a hat tip toward Secretary Besant, Secretary Rubio, and the rest of the interagency, the totality of total pressure, which the military element is just one component on, is what the regime in Iran is feeling right now. And I think there's no shortage of ability to hold that pressure. The decision on for how long to hold that pressure is, of course, a political one and within our civilian leadership. But I would highlight that they are absolutely feeling that pressure, not just from the blockade, as the secretary talked about, but the continuation of sanctions that Treasury and others have put on there. And we retain a range of military options.
Riddle me this. Do you believe Senator Raising Cain on what we have accomplished with Iran? Or do you believe South Carolina Senator Murphy that we made Iran stronger? I know your answer. Oh, and here comes former Missouri Senator McCaskill.
We've got a man who is so out of it. He shouldn't be anywhere near a decision-making process for the use of the most powerful military in the world. shouldn't be anywhere near it. So it is fascinating to me. And by the way, shouldn't J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, who want to run for president, shouldn't somebody be asking them, is this okay for the president? Is this what you're down for? Because I think in many ways that disqualifies them with at least 50% of America. Because I got to tell you, Nicole, not only do they disapprove of Donald Trump right now, the majority of America is embarrassed by Donald Trump.
Right, right. I was never embarrassed by Joe Biden, but I'm fully embarrassed by Donald Trump. Pass another round of drinks, will you? Redistricting congressional seats, that continues. Ruling by the Missouri Supreme Court saying, yes, the Missouri map can move forward. Other states in the midst of fighting are debating. South Carolina State Senator Shane Massey says, we really want a two-party system.
Our state is stronger with vibrant parties. I think we as a whole are stronger when we have a clash of ideas. I think that's true at the national level. I think it's true at the state level. We are stronger when we have a clash of ideas and we can discuss those policy goals. I will tell my Republican friends, Republicans are stronger when the Democrat Party is vibrant and viable. We are. Competition makes you better, y'all. Yep. We know it in the economic sector. It also happens in the political sector.
And I fully agree with the South Carolina Senator, GOP Massey. Two-party systems. But Bakarius Sellers, who had been at one time a congressman from South Carolina, well, he says they're still a sellout.
I want to take a step back and look at this from a 50,000-foot view, to be completely honest. I think Ashley and I have to wrestle with the fact that we are going to be the first generation to actually leave this country worse than the one that we inherited. And I think for Black millennials, the progress that our parents and grandparents gave us, that we're watching being ripped away from us, is something that our generation is going to have to really wrestle with in figuring out how we get out of this conundrum. If somebody fell asleep in 1896 and woke up today in 2026, they would simply say the only difference is now Negroes have a TV show and we wear nice suits. They swapped out Klan hoods for Brooks Brothers suits.
Brooks Brothers suits. All right, coming up coast to coast, George Noory will be joining us. And the story behind the story was the John Birch Society, the beginning of the MAGA Party movement. You can't find a time to turn this program off. We go from one to the other quickly. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill, and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you our story behind the story today. The John Birch Society, possibly the predecessor to today's MAGA party. And we'll deal with that in the next segment. But in this segment, as promised, my friend and host of Coast to Coast AM, representing as a host of Coast to Coast AM for decades now, George Norrie. The program aired from midnight to 4 in the St. Louis area, and it basically deals primarily with paranormal, but other subjects. George, welcome aboard.
Larry, always great to talk to you, my friend. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And you sound on fire, just like you are in the middle of the night. How do you do
I'm still on fire. I haven't gone to bed yet.
George, all these files that were released the other day, we're told that there's still 46 videos that have not been, quote, declassified, not to be shown. Let's begin there. What is being held back?
That's a good question. What is being held back? And my guess is there's more information that they haven't released because they don't know how to tell us why they've lied to us all these years. But these videos are the videos that pilots have taken, and they're incredible stuff. I'm convinced that we're being visited by ETs from other lands.
Now, you have heard, and of course your audience loves this kind of material, you've heard numerous stories over the years about the UFOs, and others are saying, oh, come on, you're drinking too much.
A lot of people have said that. You know, the bottom line is really the proof is in the pudding. We're getting told by pilots, astronauts, there have been reports since the early days that we're being visited. And something's going on.
George, we're getting little problems here. I think you might be a little too close to your mic. You know how to handle radio, but it's getting just a little bit close to there. Now, what was the reaction from your audience when word came that the files are actually going to be released, or at least the ones that have been?
I think they were happy. The president announced this back in April, and he fulfilled his promise. He concluded it. And, my audience, of course, has always been perceptive about this content, and I think it was expected. And the president did what he said he was going to do, and he's a man of his word.
Well, Obama is quoted as saying, I've looked at the files. There are no little green men, but yeah, I believe there's life beyond our solar system.
They haven't come out, Larry, and said, these are extraterrestrials, these are coming from another place. They simply say, we don't know what these objects are. They're not Russian, they're not Chinese, they got to be coming from somewhere. It's out of this universe, where I know.
Now, one of the Navy admirals had said, we tracked on sonar something traveling under the water at 200 miles an hour. Of course, you could equate that to nautical miles. But he said, we don't have anything capable of that. And if China had it, they would own us.
These are called submersible UFOs.
I'm sorry. Getting a little hard to hear that a little more distinctly, sir.
These are called submersible UFOs. Our Navy has tracked them for years. And they're not Chinese, Navy. They're coming from some other place.
Now, again, are you convinced then that they are from out of this world or something still under development here?
I am convinced, based on the magnitude of the sightings by qualified pilots, that these are coming from some other place within our universe. Who knows where, but they're out there.
Now, you know, if someone had looked up at the sky and for the first time saw a B-2 South bomber, a flying wing, basically, that would certainly qualify as, oh, my God, what is that? And UFO being unidentified flying object, so it could certainly be frightening for those if they did not know. And for those, when it was in testing, that did see it, they did think, what the hell is that?
Well, some of these objects obviously could be ours. They're theirs, but not all of them. That's why back in 1965, Gemini 7, those are when we would send up two astronauts. Jim Lovell, Frank Borman, we reported seeing an object following them. Who else could it be?
And we've had numerous reports from pilots. And in the beginning, if a pilot reported seeing something that defied explanation, something in front of him, and then, phew, it's gone at speeds unimaginable and making maneuvers we're not capable of doing, if they reported that, they feared being put on evaluation and taken off the flight line.
Exactly. A lot of pilots held back and didn't report because they were afraid of their own reputation, their own credibility. Quiet. These have been going on for years, so we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, again, now they have reclassified, as you know, from UFO to UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Is that just kind of throwing a bigger blanket over your thing?
No, I don't know why they think they're not called UAP. I still call them UFOs. I'll keep doing that.
And they've been seen all over. And again, some of these fighter pilots, not just with their eyes, but captured on their cameras on the plane and our radar.
Oh, these are physical objects. There's no question about it. And they're not illusions. The pilots, as you just mentioned, are physically seeing things. They're showing up on radar. They're there. They're real. The big question is, where are they coming from?
Now, and again, when you hear these reports, they begin to add more credence. If one came out tonight, more folks would likely believe it than compared to 20 years ago.
There's no question. I've seen several of these objects myself. I can't explain it. They were doing 90-degree turns up in the sky, starting and stopping. Unbelievable.
You know, there is a thin line between credit and blame. Do you want to take credit or blame for increasing awareness?
I'll take credit for that.
And I want to remind everyone, at one time you were a news director. So some people here, you used to be in news, and now you're buying all this paranormal stuff?
It's still news, Larry. I've been doing it for 22 years, but I've been interested in it since I was a kid. And you know what? Time will tell, but I'll be vindicated.
By the way, I hear there's a move underfoot to have a TV reality show based upon what?
I started a dating service 5 years ago. A lady came up to me at an event I was speaking at. You got to help us. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I can't get a date. And I said, that's not my problem. I didn't do that. She said, no, let me explain. I was on a date with a guy. We're having dinner. He was talking about Bigfoot. He's done nothing left. I got to meet somebody who understands me. And I went bing bong. So I started Paranormal Dates on TV. And it's a great website. It's got thousands of members. They're dating. They're getting married. But now Hollywood wants to turn it into a TV show. We'll see what happens.
Now, this is Paranormal Dating. This is not saying, do you like bowling? I like bowling. Is it called bowling?
This is We Like UFOs, Ghosts, Afterlife, Bigfoot, Strange Stuff, and that's when people are getting when they're meeting each other.
And where's some of it available, or is it now for folks to see? Any pilots cut or available?
None available yet, but you can go to the website paranormaldates.com and just sign up for free.
Paranormal.com, is that right?
Paranormaldates.com.
Okay, very good. George, I want to thank you for your time, and I know it's been, we just added to a longer night for you, but I thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Always a pleasure.
See you soon, sir. You buy the drinks next time. Ah, no answer. Doesn't surprise me. Maybe we hung up on him, or maybe he hung up on us. George Norrie, as I said, had been a news director in St. Louis for a period of time. And then he was working for a period of time as an overnight host at another radio station. And this station was connected to Premier Network, which was carrying the Art Bell Show then, and then later got named Coast to Coast. And they were contacting George, said, look, Bell may not show up tonight. Would you be willing to do the program if he does not show up? And he said, yes, all right. He said, well, we'll pay you. He said, even if he shows up, we'll pay you. His attitude was, no, you don't pay me unless I do the show. Well, every employer likes to hear that. So when the opening came, there was the nest egg on the ground, and George walked into it and has been excellent with it. Been doing it since, I would say, 2023. Might occasionally had others come in. And he works every holiday because he feels that's when folks really need a connection. Coming up, the story behind the story, the John Birch Society.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
August 25th, 1945. World War II is over, but for one American officer in China, the most dangerous day of his life is just beginning. Captain John Birch, missionary-turned-spy, stands on a dusty railway platform surrounded by armed Chinese communist soldiers. He refuses to surrender his sidearm. Moments later, he's shot, beaten, bound, and executed with a single round to the back of the head. His body is dumped in a ditch. The U.S. government will lie about what happened, telling his parents it was an accident. The truth will stay buried for years, until his name is resurrected by one of the most controversial political movements in American history. Who was John Birch? What was his mission? What did he accomplish? What was the end result?
That is the beginning of a piece from Forgotten History, setting the stage for the John Birch Society, our story behind the story, and there's a lot of parts to this story. So bear with me, we got a lot to go through. John Birch did not start the John Birch Society. It was started by a man by the name of Robert Welch, a candy man, if you want to put it in simple terms. He was a candy manufacturer. And he chose the name John Birch because he looked at him as an American Baptist missionary, a U.S. Army intel officer killed by Chinese communists in 1945. In the view of Robert Welch, Birch is the first overlooked casualty of the Cold War, and so that's why he decided to use his death in 1945, just after VJ Day, to be the first casualty of World War III or the Cold War, as we now know it. And what about the story of John Birch himself?
John Morrison Birch was the oldest of seven children, born on May 28, 1918, to Presbyterian missionaries Ethel and George S. Birch in Landauer in the Himalayan Mountains, which is now part of the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. John was the oldest of seven children, and his parents were college graduates who volunteered for a three-year missionary service tour working under Sam Higginbottom. When George Birch contracted malaria, the family left India in 1920 and returned to the United States. Birch told his parents that he had entertained the thought of becoming a missionary when he was 11 years old. John graduated valedictorian from Gore High School in Chattooga County, Georgia. He enrolled at Georgia Baptist-affiliated Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. One classmate stated, "He was always an angry young man, always a zealot. He felt he was called to defend the faith, and he alone knew what it was." In his senior year, Birch joined a group of students who opposed the introduction of liberal policies into the university, and charges of heresy were brought against some of the professors.
That was at that point, while he was still in college, he was already seeing liberalism put its tentacles into our universities and eventually into our grade schools. And he was already calling it out. And very few were listening. They were just accepting it. And a lot of our kids, and I would have put myself in that group too, that sometimes we might have been more indoctrinated than taught. Clearly, John Birch himself, as an American Baptist missionary and a U.S. Army intel officer, had an issue with liberalism.
One controversy was teaching the theory of evolution as opposed to biblical creation theory, and a day-long hearing was held in the university chapel. Defenders of the professors posted a sign on the door, "Do not enter, Spanish Inquisition in progress." The charges against the professors were later dismissed, but Birch and his group became very unpopular on campus, and he later admitted to regretting the incident. Despite the tension with the faculty, he graduated in 1939 magna cum laude with the highest grade point average in his class. After graduating from Mercer, he enrolled in J. Frank Norris's Fundamental Baptist Bible Institute in Fort Worth, Texas. Norris himself had visited Shanghai in 1939, 2 years after the brutal Japanese invasion, which started the Second Sino-Japanese War, and he saw great opportunities to spread the gospel. Birch completed the required 2-year curriculum in only 1 year and again graduated at the head of his class in June 1940. He was eager to join Norris's World Fundamental Baptist Missionary Fellowship to go on the Shanghai mission. Birch joined about 150 members of the church who gathered to leave for China. Norris said they went, quote, "fully informed as to the dangers that await them, but they go like the Apostle Paul when he knew that it meant death at Jerusalem." Birch left his family saying, "Goodbye, folks. If we don't meet again on earth, we'll meet in heaven."
Now, the John Birch Society was established a decade or so later, December 9, 1958, in Indiana, led by Robert W. Welch, Jr., who was a retired candy manufacturer from Massachusetts. He had been a state Republican Party official, unsuccessfully run in the 1950 Lieutenant Governor primary, and in 1954, Welch wrote the first book about John Birch, titled The Life of John Birch, and that organized an anti-communist society promoting less government, more responsibility, a better world. In fact, that's been the society basically opposing those points, everything from one world government, the UN, the North American Free Trade Agreement, Central American Free Trade Agreement, on down the line. The JBS did oppose the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s and the Equal Rights Amendment of the 1970s, campaigning for state nullification. Its publication, The New American, has described what it sees America's moral decline and threats to the family, including abortion, which we all see. And often I have a guest from the John Birch Society on air. But what were they accomplishing otherwise? Founder Robert Welch, speaking at UCLA in 1967, when they actually allowed free speech on even liberal college campuses. I want you to listen to Robert Welch when we return. Does he sound a little bit like Trump and the beginning of the MAGA party? So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So let's start at the beginning. And the John Birch Society was founded in Indianapolis on December 9, 1958. It was chartered under the general laws of Massachusetts as a nonprofit educational organization. And we have lived up meticulously to those specifications, including not making any profit, for 8 years. During those 8 years, we have sought to bring into the John Birch Society only men and women of good character, humane consciences, and religious ideals. For we are striving to set an example by dedication, integrity, and purpose in word and deed, which our children's children may follow without hesitation. Members of the society are of all races, colors, and creeds. We are of all social, economic, and educational levels. We are individualists who disagree among ourselves about many things, but we are firmly united in devotion to those beliefs, principles, and purposes which we do hold in common.
Does that sound like Donald Trump? And pointing out the party itself is of all creeds, all colors, all religions, but they have a common purpose. Less government, more independence, more freedom. Now, I'll give you an indication of how deep it was at that time as far as freedom of speech. Remember, that started on the Berkeley campus in California. So they, here at the UCLA, invited Robert Welch, the founder of John Birch Society, to speak and make those statements. He was the next to the last of several speakers scheduled for that summer. Following him, by the way, another week later, was Stokely Carmichael, voting rights activist in Mississippi and Alabama, part founder of the National Black Panther Party. The FBI Director Hoover identified him as the man most likely to succeed Malcolm X as the America's Black Messiah. So they were listening to all sides. And in fact, following him, a week later, was Senator Jacob Javits from New York, a Republican politician who was often at odds with his own party. And here, take note here, Javits played a key role in passing civil rights legislation, and he was an opponent of the Vietnam War. He drafted the War Powers Resolution of 1973, which Democrats are now holding up to Donald Trump. What was the mission of the Birch Society?
To restore with brighter luster and deeper conviction the faith-inspired morality, the spiritual sense of values, and the ennobling aspirations on which our Western civilization has been built. The long-range objective of the society has been summarized as less government, more responsibility, and a better world. So we collided with communism. For the purposes I have just outlined to you brought us immediately into conflict with the communists on two levels. On the ideological plane, the communists seek always and everywhere to bring about more government, less individual responsibility, and an immoral world. And on the plane of action, until the communists can be stopped from completing their subjugation of the whole world, there will be no opportunity for us to move forward at all towards our permanent goals. We have undertaken, therefore, to play a leading role in slowing down, stopping, and eventually routing the communist conspiracy.
And in 1958, it began to increase momentum. President Dwight Eisenhower had a 1959 summit with Soviet First Secretary Khrushchev. The John Birch Society viewed Eisenhower as weak, stating at one point, could Eisenhower really be a smart politician entirely without principles and hungry for glory, who's only the tool of the communist? Even William F. Buckley, strong conservative, denounced the John Birch Society. He was beginning to worry it was growing so rapidly the right-wing upsurge would take an ugly fascist term, which we hear from the left now. In a Playboy interview, yes, there's reading in Playboy, not just pictures, philosopher Anne Ryan said, "I consider the Birch Society futile. They're not for capitalism, merely against communism." And then you had the issue of Earl Warren.
The court under his direction have been punching huge ragged holes in our Constitution and have been trying their best to convert this republic into a democracy. Now, as to what he has done to help the communist conspiracy, that's not part of our move to impeach him at all. I don't know that I'd want to try to tell you specifically because I'm not sure he has, but I can tell you this. I don't know what Warren thinks of the communists or how much he likes them or doesn't like them, but we sure do know what the communists think of Earl Warren. It's right on the records. They practically idolize him. They have come out, Dorothy Healey herself has said, that the greatest day, the most important success in the history of the Communist Party in this country were some of the decisions of Warren on one particular Monday or his court. And they have done other things to show how much they idolize him. But that has not been the basis of our...
And by the way, Earl Warren's signs, "Impeach Earl Warren," were all over Texas when I was growing up. I didn't really understand what they meant, but they wanted Earl Warren off the Supreme Court. The story behind the story tomorrow, May 14th, marks the date that David Ben-Gurion, the head of the Jewish Agency, declared the establishment of a Jewish state. And on the same day, that new nation, Israel, was recognized by the U.S. and President Harry S. Truman. That will be our story behind the story tomorrow. In our next hour, Democrats scaring voters about hantavirus. And there's also a kid built around a night at Epstein's mansion. They want to put this game in the front of your children. Remember our pledge, one nation under God. See you tomorrow night and in our second hour.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com O-N-D-E-R underlaw.com wins.
This is News Talk STL.